Now the question for Sharon Jones, J-O-N-S, excuse me, J-O-N-E-S, J-O-N-E-S. January 1147, addresses a letter, Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mrs. Jones. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, CHF, last visit in July, denies hospital admission, uses a cane, no falls, AB fistula on the left side, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, cloud, blood or infection, no gross edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. Medication list review, I will highlight Lasix and potassium, Coric, hydralazine, anticoagulated with Eliquis, cholesterol, Lipitor, this on insulin, today blood pressure 142.78, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, weight 168, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, creatinine 2.6, GFR 18, stage 4, a normal potassium acid base, concentrated sodium, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, mild anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time, no indication for dialysis, as she is not having symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. She already has a fistula on the left side. We discuss about home dialysis versus in-center dialysis. Her abdominal surgeries, including hysterectomy, two C-sections and appendix, and that's not prohibited. The pros and cons discuss of each technique. Blood pressure is acceptable. Continue diabetes management, underlying CHF without decompensation, AB fistula, rate control and anticoagulation. There has been proteinuria but non-nephrotic range. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. All questions answered. End of dictation.